Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to have to news blitz in the next segment ahead of Paul Watson and more of your phone calls. I also have the memorandum to Bernadine Merlison, president of Population Council, in activities relevant to the study of population policies, 1969 by Frederick S. J., vice president of Planned Parenthood, payments to encourage abortion, payments to encourage contraception, compulsory abortion of out-of-wedlock pregnancies. They're now starting those in some U.S. states, poor people. And they're saying, you're not up to having a kid. We're going to force abort. That was in the news last week. It wasn't even news. It was like, okay. Housing policies, discouragement of private home ownership. That's what the property tax is about. Stop awarding public housing based on family size. Encourage increased homosexuality, fertility control agents in water supply. That's Department of that's the government working with Planned Parenthood. This is official, too. This has been in Congress. We're going to take, I'll put a document camera out over here, guys, while we take calls. We can do that. Or wherever you like. Just aim the document cam, and I can move it wherever the camera's aimed. That's a new system for you having to chase me around. Just boom your document cam. You punch it up, and then I will just, oh, that's wrong, right on target. Now, zoom in on some of that while I talk to the caller. Okay, Marcus, go ahead and make your points. I'll stop interrupting. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I could say that I can't argue with you about how it's been a massive influx of the building of prisons everywhere around the country. Just a nice state-run, mainly private prisons owned by these private business and corporations. And it's a lot. It's kind of sad that, you know, a lot of people don't take the time to read and find out that it's in plain sight that the Federal Reserve does not belong to this country. It belongs to a private group of people that want to loan money to the country. That doesn't even make sense.
And exactly. And they run Obama. He's who they wanted. Not that Mitt Romney's good. It's that that's who they wanted to create division. And so that's why I'm against Obama. See, if the globalists want my guns, I'm against that. If they want open borders, I'm against that. They want me to take their shots, I don't trust them. I'm against that. Anything they're for, I'm against it. It's really easy. And then I can intellectually, historically, go through each point and explain why I don't take shots from a known group caught poisoning the food and water and giving people syphilis and injecting kids with polio. You know, oh, known murderers? I'm going to take shots they give me? No, I don't think so.
Yes, I can agree with that, you know. But at the same time, you know, you ask for people that have supported Obama, and it would be, you know, I guess, staying in Mississippi and this learning the history of Mississippi, slavery not ending in Mississippi.
No, I get it. The other side's so bad, why not vote for Obama? Because at least I've got something in common with him. I get it.
Well, I guess you could say that, you know, a lot of people,
I get it.
A lot of people related to it on that level. And that's what I wanted to tell you. You need to figure out a way to where you could talk to those people, because a lot of these older people, maybe they can't be helped.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of kids that listen to these people, and this is all that they see and they know. And it's got to be a growth of knowledge and information.
Sure, and it doesn't mean go vote for Romney. We've all got to get together and reject it all. I mean, you know, the issue is I'm starting to be able to get conservatives to understand we've been taken over. The left is so dumbed down and so buying into evil. It's the quote progressive, and that means moving this agenda forward group. They've labeled everything they do as good, and I'm saying get ready, because when I've had callers last week say I'm racist because I don't want to turn my guns in. I mean, it really comes down to they're going to label the whole New World Order agenda as racist if you're against it. And that's where I'm going with this, Marcus. Meanwhile, the globalist government is targeting the groups that think the government's their friend. The devil doesn't come up to you telling you he's going to eat you for dinner. He wants to get you to lay down and let him put some chains on you and make sure you know, puts a rubber ball in your mouth. And then he goes, by the way, you want to see something really scary? And he rips that mask off, and nobody's going to hear you scream. Okay? Nobody's going to hear the little kids they got in their dungeons right now. And believe me, they're in the dungeons right now, getting their teeth torn out with pliers. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
News blitz coming up and continuing with calls from Obama supporters, Christian, Ron, Mac, Jeff, all of you. I promise we'll at least get to those calls. And then tomorrow I'll open the phones up for everybody. But I like to hear about how I'm racist because I'm against 52% of blacks being aborted by Planned Parenthood and others. I'm against it because I don't like seeing 92% illegitimacy in the black neighborhoods after government took over 60 years ago. I don't like seeing Newsweek creating racial division, saying if you're white, you're history on the cover of the new Newsweek showing Obama conquering and Obama supporters calling me and saying, you know, your white reign is over. What? Because you're teamed up with the government? You're going to do what? Oh, take more and more of what I earn, run my life, shut down small businesses so we can collapse like North Korea. I get it. The state is who you love, and the state is who you'll serve. You go up to InfoWars.com. Nomi Prinz was a managing director at Goldman Sachs and been quite liberal. She says the real danger of Obamacare, insurance company takeover of health care. Oh, it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. They wrote it. It makes 30-plus million people buy it, and it's making the price go way up, and the government now runs what care you get. Oh, the same government that did all the secret lethal testing on even foster kids, killing them. and injecting black people with syphilis and other kids across the board with polio. Oh, they're going to run my health care now. Oh, doesn't matter that they're your friend. Man arrested for uploading picture of burning poppy on Twitter. Yeah, you know it's Veterans Day, and I want to get into Veterans Day right now, and then I'll get into Los Angeles City Council pushes globalist vegan agenda under Meatless Mondays. You know, the government in New York and other places, the feds tell you what to eat in school. Parents can't pack lunches now all over the country. They're telling because you can't be trusted. What do you think it is, America, where parents can be trusted to pack the lunch? I was talking to one of my crew members about his, what, six-year-old son at school. They had him writing poetry, and he said that he hated, I think it was Brussels sprouts or something, and they said, oh, you're not allowed to use the word hate. See, so removing the language now, yes, everything you see in authoritarian society, off the chart. Government laptops that they issue you, watching you at home, everything's freedom. NSA watching without wiretaps. Obama's re-election spurs wave of state petitions to secede. Adnan Salazar has a key article. Drivers question on guns at federal checkpoint. Very important article by Paul Watson. Election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio precincts. On and on and on. It's all up at Infowars.com. And it's now the bottom story. Woman describes shocking sexual abuse at hands of TSA. And I can't even say on air what they did to her, but the video is up there on Infowars.com. Here's a new article up there. Man arrested for posting image of burning poppy on Twitter. Now, you see people everywhere over the weekend today wearing little poppies. And I remember growing up, my dad always had one on Veterans Day. He would, you know, give money to the veterans groups. My issue is it becomes shallow. It becomes, oh, you just say you support the troops, you go out and have a parade. But you don't talk about how the government, you don't talk about how the government is letting the troops use DU for 22 years, killing him since 1990, now expanding that out. And I'll show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv the evil photo that got him arrested. No, you just say, I support the troops, and then that means support the government and expanded wars. They always say, support the troops, win the war, the endless war. And now we have a war on drugs, a war on poverty, a war on extremism, which means returning veterans. So more and more, it's just this empty cover. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the article. I've got it punched up on screen if you want to punch that up right here at Infowars.com. Just right there, Dan. If you just punch up my screen. Yeah, there you go. Man arrested for uploading picture of burning poppy on Twitter. Backlash erupts over encroachment of freedom of speech. Remember BBC reporter, host of One Man and His Dog, said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And they said, well, the word homosexual is hateful. Just any word they say is hateful. And so this guy did a thing burning the poppy, saying he doesn't like war, and that's become a symbol of pro-war. And they came and they arrested him. And they're trying to pass similar cybersecurity laws here and cyberbullying. It says where if someone finds what you did hurtful, you're arrested. And see, they'll start with something like, don't let pedophiles have their free speech, when the globalists are actually mainly pedophiles, as we've documented. Or, oh, don't talk bad about the veterans, and people find that distasteful, but then take everybody's free speech. Or, oh, don't have a law where you can't burn the American flag. When you actually pass that law, you burn what the flag symbolizes. A man living in Kent in the south of England has been arrested by police for posting a picture of a burning poppy, sparking an intense backlash from many concerned about the erosion of free speech. Police in Kent have not made it clear whether the man actually took the picture himself or it was a picture from somewhere else online. The image shows a paper poppy, the kind that are sold to the Royal British Legion to commemorate Remembrance Day in Britain, being set on fire with a lighter. The suspect, a 19-year-old in Linford House, who was arrested yesterday on suspicion of malicious telecommunications. So there you go. When the police were contacted by the good tattletales, that's a Steve Watson article up on both our big sites, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But enough of that. Continuing here, I want to talk about Veterans Day. But first, I want to play taps here to remember the veterans going back to George Washington and the Continental Army that fought the greatest military the world had ever seen, that had defeated the French, the Spanish, the Dutch, the Austrians, the Portuguese, and many others in a 6.5-year war. I want to remember our veterans right through to today because statistically, and I've talked to them, the most patriotic, awake people are our military. Compared to the dumbed-down public, the military is heads above the rest. And as bad as the police are, I talk to a lot of police and see their numbers out there. They're really waking up. So I want to remember those that at least, you know, on the surface put themselves out to defend our republic. That's why the government says the number one terror threat is the veterans, because they know those are people that actually signed on to defend America. And so when they find out America's under attack by the global foreign banks that have hijacked us, they'll stand up and defend this republic. So on Veterans Day, I salute all of our veterans, even if they were manipulated into being part of corrupt globalist wars. They still did it from their hearts. Like King David did a lot of bad things, but God said he's a man from my own heart because he repented of it when he found out. And that's why the globalists say you're the number one enemy in the Homeland Security and FEMA reports that are public. Just type in Homeland Security says veterans number one terror threat. You'll get that. They hate you, the veterans. So we love you and we appreciate you. And we hope that we can educate you so you won't be part of this evil takeover. They're trying to destroy the military right now and turn it into a group of socialist ninnies who will carry out the destruction of America. But we think that that's going to be turned around against the New World Order. Let's go ahead and go to TAPS. Here it is. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And he salutes those there at Arlington Cemetery if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, the globalists, in a nutshell, use the veterans and their valor and their sacrifice as a package to their tyranny and their evil. They wrap all of their opium growing in Afghanistan, their murder of Pat Tillman, in their fake patriotism. It turned out they just executed him. They said he was fighting Al-Qaeda, the globalists run. And if you just type in Homeland Security says veterans are biggest terror threat, you will get the official Homeland Security report. And you will also, if you type in Tea Party listed as terrorist, you'll get the Washington Times pointing out the Army is training to take on the Tea Party. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, just like they show Obama as a conquering Napoleon, and it says if you're white, you're history, this is a real Newsweek cover. The globalists want to open the borders up, bring in as many foreigners as they can, not to make them hardworking Americans, but to turn them into the new army. It's the government, which is foreign banks, with its foreign political enemies, so they get preferential jobs and treatment. Doesn't matter even what color you are, as long as you're not from America and are coming from a poor country. So they can put you on the government handout. While they demonize the vets, the libertarians, the conservatives, who are pretty much the majority of this country, can never get back into the government because they always have a neocon placeholder, and that's how they walk us into the dark night. Then when the Democrats engage in election fraud and other things and put Obama in over the other puppet, they say, oh, it's because you're not socialist enough and you're not for open borders and abortion and all this. If you do that, Republicans, you'll get elected. Yeah, if we open the borders up and in our guns support abortion, basically you become the Democratic Party, then you'll win. See, that's the fraud. No, the Republicans lost because of fraud, because of dependency, but also because 12 to 20 million, depending on which numbers you look at, Ron Paul supporters just didn't vote for Mitt Romney. And the idea is just let this get as bad as it can get now. Let's just go all the way now. And things are going to collapse, and that's the plan. And then more of you will go on welfare and learn to worship big, fat government. All right, we'll get into Petraeus straight ahead, then your phone calls, then more.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Riders on the storm. We're going to have a flotilla. Riders on the storm. Obama supporters, real quick in the next segment, then Paul Watson. So Christian, Mac, and others, I'm going to you. Just be ready. I appreciate you holding. Look, I'm going to get Dr. Pachinik on tomorrow. He does know Petraeus, and he did run PSYOPs for the State Department and assassinations of foreign leaders. Just look up Steve Pachinik. It's pretty interesting. But the issue is he's saying this is all a neocon false flag. I got to be honest. I don't totally agree with that just because why did Obama order the stand down? I mean, now it's come out that they had a CIA black site Of course they did. That's where they took people in Libya to torture them. They launched the whole al-Qaeda revolution against Gaddafi out of Benghazi almost 2 years ago is when it first started, the rumblings. And there was a black site down the street. The group that went and killed him, it turned out, was hired to run security in Benghazi. It was al-Qaeda, the al-Qaeda they run. And how the neocons can spin this of like, look, he's not tough on al-Qaeda. Obama was involved in a stand down. So if Pachinik's right, it means neocons in his administration are running things and Hillary did it. Well, Hillary's the one who's going to have to fall on her political sword here. And you've got the neocons now and others trying to call them as witnesses. I just do not buy, and I have Pachinik on to say it, but it doesn't mean I just agreed with him a month ago when he said this was all, when it first happened, staged by them. I mean, I could see that happening using an al-Qaeda element that wasn't under globalist control or under a different faction's control. But this is all about arms going to Syria. That's now come out. We've had Colonel Schaefer and others on. It's all come out. And now it's coming out. They had a big CIA torture command base down the street. And it looks like another unit, part of that, two guys ran down to try to help them. They held it off now for 7 hours. And now we're hearing this this little honeypot, this little operative. That woman on TV with, like, people bragging, I've got a high security clearance and then some. You got to love all these modern-day spies. Like, everybody's supposed to fall down and worship them because they're a spy when there's millions of these spies. That means traitor today, more than ever. Bragging about, I hang out with the general. I mean, it was obvious she was in bed with him. You know, you can see when a woman's proud of some guy she's betting. And now we hear it's threats she was making to other women, horning in. It's a whorehouse, ladies and gentlemen. The women in high level of the military are camp women. Going back to generals. Hookers. That's where the word hooker comes from, a general hooker that kept a big group of them behind him in the Civil War, a northern general. I'm not saying this woman's a hooker. I'm just saying that's where the word hookers comes from, is General Hooker, historically. Lindsey Graham, we need a Watergate-type committee to investigate Benghazi. Petraeus must testify. I agree with Joel Skousen and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's analysis and others, and that's what the evidence points towards, to make a long story short, that they wanted this guy dead. Now, that might have been groups within the government that advised Obama wrong, so he ordered the stand down. The point is, he's like Nixon. He's caught if they want to destroy him now. Because, you know, again, put him in for the second term, now really put the clamps on so he does exactly what they say. This is part of the globalist balancing power. They always do this. I don't agree with what they're doing. It's just how the criminals counterbalance the criminals. So we'll see if Pachinik can convince me tomorrow or the next day. He's under the weather, but we'll see. He said he'd come on tomorrow. We'll see if that happens. And I'm going to get Tarpley on again. That's always fun. Get his take on all this. I'm really trying to find the truth here. I want to get Colonel Schaefer back on. This is Moving Quick here on the radio show. He was on the Nightly News, last Thursday. Pretty powerful interview up there. He told me off air, and he said, no, you can say it on air, but he elaborated that, yeah, I know this is pointing towards a hit. In fact, it is a hit. The question is, did Obama order it or somebody else? So pretty powerful info on that front. But now they're saying we need a Watergate-type investigation on Benghazi. Petraeus must testify. Yeah, it's so obvious that, I mean, folks, you go to the Watergate Hotel. It's come out in the news with Porter Goss, the CIA director a while back, and all these guys. It is a madhouse. Two look like two nerds with their photos up there, the two little lovebirds, as if that's not obvious what's going on there. Anyways, and these women climbing socially with the sex and all of it. Again, I'm not knocking people. I mean, at least Petraeus, it appears, isn't part of the rest of the guild up there, that it's not just they only like men, they like underage ones, which is absolutely abominable. So I guess his only crime is he likes women. I've made that joke more than once. But the point here is it's a sick joke. They don't let you get to that position unless you're compromised. Well, we've had three generals the last month step down because of sex stuff. It's kind of like their heart plug that Baron Harkonnen has to pull and you bleed to death. There are little exploding political bombs in their carotid arteries. That's what's going on here is they're always attached. I mean, you don't get anywhere unless you've got four or five mistresses. And usually that's not enough. You know, you've got to do a lot of more horrible things than that. So I'll finish up with what I think's going on here, and we'll be right back and get to your calls and watch.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. You know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white.
Okay, we've got some breaking TSA news with Paul Watson here, but I promised to go to some more of the Obama supporters to get their take on, well, some say I'm evil and racist because I don't like government-run health care and don't want to turn my guns in. Others are more reasonable and say, well, Romney's really bad, wanted to launch wars. We think he's better, than Romney. And I can get that argument at some level. The fact is Obama is so bad on every front and will launch just as many wars that I know that's why the elite put him in there. Finishing up with Petraeus, this is the season of scandals. They'll use this to distract from other issues in the economy. They'll use it to play political football as kind of a balance of power in the structure so Obama doesn't get too much power. But they always had this stuff on her, and the claim that the FBI got it because there were complaints, they already had that just waiting there. And that, oh, they accidentally learned about all this right as he was supposed to testify. Give me a break. They sit on this dirt until they're ready to use it. And clearly, the ambassador was not going along with giving missiles to Al-Qaeda that were stored at the facility, 15,000 of them, 10,000 of them, heat-seeker missiles. In fact, I was corrected by Colonel Schaefer and looked it up. I was saying only a few thousand were heat-seeking. Most of them, more than two-thirds, over 10,000 to 15,000, are heat-seeker. The point is the ambassador didn't play ball and had to be eliminated. And that's what Pachinik says, but he says, oh, the neocons didn't like him because he was an Arabist. That means, I guess, he was snuggled up to the Arabs and there was some other double cross going on. The point is Obama lied about this, and he's been caught lying. That's admitted. He knew it was a sophisticated, coordinated attack. It went on for 7 hours, not an hour, and they ordered a stand down. And that's now coming out, and this is big, because the system is promoting it, and it's now out there. There's all sorts of scandals, like the stupid fake bin Laden rescue thing. So we'll continue to track all of that, but this is really a way to just bring down Obama if they want. If he does everything he's told, then he may be left alone. So they're puppets, but they're important puppets. Briefly here, a lot of people, because I see it in the comments and stuff, are asking what they should do to be prepared. I've told you, you should have a high-quality ProPure water filter, plus it supports the broadcast, discounted 15% with the promo code WATER15 at InfoWarsStore.com. And you should get storable foods. Where do I get my storable foods? Well, I get them from eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the 6 free meal deal they've got, where they'll ship you 6 free meals to test out some of their products. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can also give them a call if you have any questions. They've got them for special diets. They've got non-GMO. They've got a whole bunch of different variants and varieties all right there available at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And they are the biggest and the oldest continually operating operation up in Utah. They're the experts. Steve Shank, this is where I get my food. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. Okay, let's hurry now before we go to Watson. To Christian in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You've been a trooper. I'll give you the floor. Where are you on the Obama situation?
Yes, Alex. How are you, Alex? Instead, I took over the phone. My wife, you know, she's an Obama lover. I'm not.
Okay, well, what's your take on all this?
My take on all this is that we've been deceived from the beginning, Alex. I'm a child. I was a child at one time, like you. I'm 52 now. They've been saying things are going to get better, better, better. It's been a sham since I'm a child. Nothing has gotten better. We've got demons that run for presidency. We got people that are so numbed down, they don't see anything. I've had AR-15s put at me in the last couple of months, 9mm from these state troopers up here in Long Valley, New Jersey. They're all corrupt. Alex, this town was called Germantown at one time. Forget about it. It's full of Nazis. They drink fluoride. They're trying to put fluoride pills in the people's wells out here in Jersey.
I saw that. In fact, I have a bunch of fluoride news here I'm going to mention in a moment since you brought this up, sir. But what's incredible is I'm seeing now if there's a bank robbery somewhere in a city, say like Denver, that was on the news a month ago, but it's happening everywhere, they'll set up a checkpoint randomly on purpose with news cameras and point M16s at cars full of people just to get you used to it. That's what they're doing. And I actually have a stack of fluoride news here. We have a victory, huge fluoride victory in Wichita. Voters say no to the water supply, chemical additive linked to brain damage. But here's the bad news. Remember Tampa and Pinellas County voted with over 1 million people in the county to get the water out? Big money came in and ousted the two Republicans that got the fluoride out. And the other guy has sworn here in the Tampa Bay Times to get it back in the water and apologize for being against it. So, I mean, it's electronic voting machines. But absolutely, I mean, folks, they're killing us with fluoride. They don't care about us. What, again, I know Romney was bad, but what do you make of the Obama supporters all giddy and laughing and calling in going, you lost, you know, you failed, you know, your guy didn't get in. Ah, I mean, it's crazy.
Might go on that, man. They're all, listen, Obama gives them food stamps. They don't have to do anything. I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Listen, I've seen the worst and the best. okay? They're selling drugs. Forget it. The drugs are out there. Unbelievable. War on drugs is a sham. That's taking our money and putting it in someone else's pocket, maybe a Rothschild or one of the Bilderbergs.
Exactly. You make it illegal so they make higher prices, and they take our liberties looking for the stuff they put on the streets.
Absolutely. They're a bunch of bums, dirty maggot cockroaches. The way you say it, Alex, I love you for that. The only thing I don't like what you say is, you still talk about ex-cons. Ex-cons change their ways. After 10 years, they should be able to arm themselves to the tilts if it's legal. You know what I'm saying? As long as it wasn't violent crimes for the ex-cons, because they're people...
Oh, wait. You may have missed what I was saying. God bless you, sir. Great caller. You must have missed what I was saying. We have the biggest prison population the world's ever seen. We have double the people in prison than communist China, and they outnumber our population 4-1. They're 1.25 billion. We're 315 million. Do the math. Almost four times our population. I'm doing that longhand in my brain. When you guys pull up, it's 4-1, I know, but just double check it for me. But get the newest census numbers. I think it's 1.3 billion actually now in China. The issue here is that... Once they've gotten you into the criminal justice system for marijuana, or you're a kid and you rob something out of a mailbox when you're 14, they're now trying to keep those records and keep you in the system so they can take your rights for stuff you did as a kid. And I wasn't really a troublemaker other than getting in fights and stuff. But, I mean, nowadays they throw people in jail for a long time for the type of stuff I did. You know, stuff like stealing beer out of golf carts, being in the truck with kids, and they were tying chains to street signs, ripping them out of the ground. I mean, I'd do a lot of that, but I was there, you know, doing a few things you'd probably get killed nowadays doing. Yeah, they're almost 1.4 billion now, 1,339,000,000. And so you add 315 million into that. Yeah, it's four times our population plus. So the point is that. Yes, no. I believe, like we had pre-1968 Gun Control Act, you got out of jail in the old days, they'd hand you your guns. If you were arrested with a gun that was legally yours, they'd give you your gun back when you got out of prison. And that's what it's all about. You got your gun, buddy, I got mine. And you try to do something to me and my family, I'm going to use my Second Amendment to put you 6 feet under. Look at Chicago. Look at New York. Look what they've done. I got to go to Watson. Then I'll get to the other Obama supporters, Mac, and Jeff and Ron, I promise if I have to go into overdrive, I'll get to you. Continuing here, bringing up Paul Joseph Watson. Watson, before we get into the national opt-out campaign, tell us about this unbelievably painful-to-watch video up at Infowars.com of this lady and what TSA is now doing to women's genitals. They now grab your genitals and ask you questions about them. This has been confirmed. Tell us about that and the national opt-out film the TSA campaign and how important it is for people when they film it to post it and in the byline say that, you know, national film the TSA day. Go ahead, Paul Watson.
Well, you know, another day, another TSA scandal. It happens every day. This was a 58-year-old woman who was traveling through Birmingham, Alabama. And basically she set off the metal detector. She had a grope down, which involved the TSA agent literally squeezing her genitalia.
And they're supposed to take the medical card. She's got knee implants. They just ignored those. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically she had invasive grope down after invasive grope down. And they basically came around her in a huddle, all these TSA agents, and started insinuating in public that she had a penis, that she had a protrusion on the left side of her inner thigh. So basically they go to a back room, they perform, I mean, she must have been groped down about four or five times by the end of it. Eventually, a TSA agent does the pat down, says, there's nothing here, what are you talking about, refuses to even wander. And she's let go on her way. I mean, you'd have to watch her video to get the full sense of it. But just another day, another scandal. And the fact is that the TSA now has 65,000 employees, up from 16,500 since 9/11. And, of course, we know they're expanding. They're not just in airports. They're on highways. They're at political events, you know, music concerts, even school prom nights. So this whole cop out of let's just boycott the airlines and not fly doesn't work, because they're everywhere. They're on the highways, they're flagging down truck drivers, and they're expanding like a virus, you know, four times the amount of employees since they were formed 10 years ago, and it's only getting bigger and bigger. And the studies that have been done actually show that in these times of austerity, when we're being all told to cut our cloth, if you got rid of the TSA, replace them with private screeners, not only would they be more efficient, you know, the TSA's never caught a terrorist. They've actually let slip 16 terrorists. 70% of the weapons that go through airports are not detected by TSA. So they're provably useless. Their body scanners are useless. They can't detect objects sewn inside the clothing. And yet you would save $1 billion. You would screen 65% more passengers if you replace TSA with private security, which a few airports are now doing. But another stat is, and this is beyond all the indignity and, you know, harassing cancer survivors, disabled veterans that we hear every day, the simple numbers show that this agency needs to be abolished immediately. You go through a TSA X-ray body scanner one time, and that equals the same threat posed by you being killed in a terrorist attack. So these scanners that are supposedly there to stop terrorists are actually going to kill more people than terrorists. More people are going to get cancer. So you can go across the board, and the numbers prove that they should be abolished immediately. The private screeners can do a better job. And that's before you even get to the privacy debate and the scandal after scandal that the TSA has been involved in.
And with the criminal mindset of the globalists, they're all about dominating us and throwing it in our face. I'm going to tie Lance Armstrong into this, if you guys will punch up the screen I've got here. Lance Armstrong's trolling comments, Forbes is reporting, the disgraced cyclist posted to a popular photo site an image of him lying around in his Austin trophy room off of Lake Austin. The photo shows Armstrong relaxing in his trophy room in Austin, Texas, basking in the glow of his seventh famed Tour de France jerseys. Back in Austin, just laying around, was the caption. Purely meant, obviously, to just get in everybody's face about the fact that they stripped him of his trophies. Now, I'm not here demonizing Lance Armstrong, even though he made money off cancer treatments, and not telling folks that it's being engineered, because I know I got the information to him. It's the fact that that's that mindset. They're coming after him. He's going to get criminal charges, there's no doubt, down the road, because he has testified before in court and perjured himself. And he's still arrogantly showing people his jerseys like a primitive monkey or something waving around. You know, it's like royalty wearing gold crowns. This mindset of dominator loves to flaunt petty signets of power in front of our face. This is the sociopath/psychopath worldview. We'll put the photo up here on screen. And that ties into the same arrogance of government and their minions, the TSA. But I want to say this. The bullying, the dominating, the going after women, the making old ladies that can't walk, having people help them get up, the screaming at people that's happened to my grandmother in Houston Airport when she's on crutches. I mean, just things you couldn't believe. This is what tyranny is. They do it because that's why they're in control, because they like to do it. What is abhorrent to those of us that have art, that have fire in our soul, that have creativity, those of us that love energy that's good, those of us that love wholesomeness, we're the enemy of these people. It's all about domination for them. And it's time we stand up to them. You know, good people take it like it's rude or dominant to get back in dominant people's faces. No, you've got to do it. You've got to stand up and crush these people politically, Paul Watson.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. They get off on it. And that's proven by the fact that people who disobey or even mildly complain about TSA security procedures are punished. You know, there was a case a few weeks ago about somebody, quote, smacked in the testicles for merely raising a bone of contention about a TSA grope down. There was a case a couple of weeks before that. A guy had $500 stolen out of his wallet after he'd gone to a private screening with another two TSA agents. He came back. The other TSA agent had stolen his money. So they actually punish people. There was a woman kicked off a flight merely for, quote, having a bad attitude, or the fact she wasn't happy about them testing her drink that she'd purchased inside the airport. And then all these other ridiculous obedience policies like, you know, the chat downs and the freeze, the so-called all-stop policy, where people are made to stand in one place like statues and not move, just a pure expression of authority, no purpose behind it whatsoever. It's obedience training. It's ridiculous. And the TSA admits that they can't even enforce these policies with any kind of law. Of course, the majority of Americans in that poll we took would like to turn TSA agents into God. That shows how much we're up against. But the TSA admits on its own website that you can freely film their security procedures so long as you're not involved with them. So that's exactly what we're going to do as part of this opt-out and film campaign. And it's infowars.com/opt-out. It's opt-out of the naked body scanners, opt-out of the ridiculous obedience training, and exercise the First Amendment in filming the TSA, because we've learned that when they're filmed and when they know they're being recorded, they treat people with more dignity.
Sure, and every day is filmed, the TSA, but starting next Monday, running through the busiest travel time of the year, shoot it, you know, film it, put it up there, and also we've got some flyers up there about the radiation dangers of the scanners. I think it's a good idea to hand some of those out to people and then upload it to YouTube. And when they all act like you're a criminal, we also have linked on there where they admit you can film them. Okay, so it's also important to hand them that. Like when the NSA told my reporters they couldn't film the NSA building, I had them hand them a article about the NSA losing lawsuits. And they didn't grab their footage like they've done the local San Antonio TV and news, because we told them, hey, we know you're exceeding your constitutional authority.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, got some breaking news up at Infowars.com on the TSA. Not just do they now go in the pants and touch women's genitals, they make fun of it and ask them if it is a male organ. And this is all part of the domination, and what they admit, they've done even ABC News pieces on it. They will scan your bags if it's got money or any jewelry they want, or if it's got drugs they want, depending on what type of criminal it is. They will then call you for a private grope room, rape room type situation. And while they may take you there an hour, while they steal everything out of your bags. And, I mean, they've had them plead guilty to stealing upwards of $1 million a year in these prisoner training facilities. So we've got big articles about the FEMA camps in New York and New Jersey, hellish, kicking the media out, people huddling, freezing, people dying of exposure. It is just hellish. It is government. It's what you saw in the Superdome. So all of you begging for your Obama phone, you're going to be getting it. We're going to take a few of those in overdrive in a moment. But breaking up at Infowars.com right now, linked in red. Watson's written three articles today. Talk about prolific with all our other great writers. Aaron Dyke says the coming refloridation of Pinellas County, Florida. Amazing how big money came in and did that. And then we've got Watson's article, Texas bill would ban invasive TSA pat-downs. Again, that's a great headline, but the point is Texas to fight. Texas, you know, prepares for war with TSA again. The point is, it's new. It's new. Watson, that's a great headline, but I don't think people are going to understand that it is a new fight, kind of like the 10th Amendment Center rematch. Texas takes on the TSA again. They've got an article on it. Maybe you should just add rematch to the start of the headlines so people understand that it is back on. So very exciting. That passed unanimously in the House. Dewhurst killed it procedurally with the weasel Perry. That and his love of forced inoculations that he fraudulently said was the law is what most political pundits in the polls said destroyed Rick Perry. But it doesn't matter. You got your globalist money, so that's what matters, you dirtbags. This former CIA operative working with Klaus Barbie down in South America. I mean, Dewhurst looks like a psychopath from a movie. So in fact, Hollywood hired him to play killers in movies. I mean, been around the guy personally at the Capitol. Looks like a demon. You are. You're an American piece of trash. Anyways, I don't want people abusing American citizens. Go ahead, Watson. Any other points you think you should add about Infowars.com/opt-out? Have we added that /opt-out on Prison Planet 2?
Yeah, it redirects to there. Yeah, basically on the Texas bill, it would also ban basically the TSA removing a child from their parents' custody, which they like to do because they like to conduct the grope downs on minors as well. So not only would it ban touching the genitals, it would ban that as well.
And they can't, the convicted pedophiles in hundreds of cases can't take them to a private a pedo area.
Exactly. But with the opt-out campaign, basically I just wanted to say, we want other activist groups to get involved. This is not just an Infowars.com thing. We need everybody to get involved. And we're quite happy to give you the promotion. The email's on that page.
Yeah, let's be clear. You can say it's your idea. This is about me being able to fly without perverts dragging my daughters off to a dungeon. They're now setting up highway checkpoints. It's about defeating the TSA. LouRockwell.com has been helping. A lot of others have Drudge Report. Link to some of our articles about it a few weeks ago. Thank you to DrudgeReport.com. We need everybody's help. Now is the time. Thanksgiving is coming.
Exactly. We need all the We Are Change groups involved as well. But the flyers at Infowars.com/opt-out. All the information's there. We're going to be updating that page more and more over the next few days. And it's November 19 to 26. So it's 1 week today is when it starts. You can do it before that and get the video to us whenever you like, but as long as you get it to us within that 2 week period. And my email is on there. You can either email the video directly to me. Of course, we'll also be looking out on YouTube. Make sure you put the right tags in it, TSA opt out and film, so we can pick up the video.
Great job, Watson. Obama supporters straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.